Kids 12 to 15 may be able to get a COVID vaccine shot as soon as tomorrow. U.S. regulators authorized the two-dose shot for 12 to 15-year-olds earlier this week. And today, a CDC advisory committee is reviewing clinical trial data. This is the last step before the U.S. gives states the official thumbs up to open up vaccinations for this age group. And President Biden met yesterday with five bipartisan governors to hammer out ways to get more people vaccinated. And one of those governors at the meeting was Spencer Cox, Republican governor of Utah. And Governor Cox joins us now. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you, Tanya. I'm excited to be with you.
It's a pleasure to have you. Well, first, President Biden has praised you for your vaccine rollout in Utah. But right now, we're seeing that only about 40% of the population there has received one dose. What are some of the challenges you're facing?
Well, sure. I want to point out that those statistics are a little off for good reason. We're the youngest state in the nation, and because kids aren't able to get the vaccine, that makes it a bigger struggle for us. But we're doing very well with our adult population. But there are challenges, and every governor is facing those challenges right now. And those challenges are we're not really to the vaccine hesitant yet, as I said with President Biden. We've gotten through what I call the vaccine ecstatic or the vaccine excited. And now we're moving into the vaccine busy and the vaccine curious. And so we have to make it as easy as possible for those people, especially younger people, to get the vaccine. And we're doing that by becoming more mobile, putting the vaccine into places where people are. So we're going to work sites and churches, nonprofit organizations, everywhere we can get a vaccine, a mobile vaccine clinic. We're taking it right to the people.
I want to break down some of those strategies. As you mentioned, you have one of the youngest populations in the country. What is your strategy specifically for kids to get more kids vaccinated, especially now that the FDA has authorized Pfizer's COVID-19 use for kids 12 to 15?
Right. That's a big deal, again, especially for Utah, because we do have more kids per capita than anywhere else in the country. And so getting that approval this week will make a big difference in our numbers. And so specifically with kids, we're working with pediatricians, having them contact parents and kids that they provide services to, and working with schools as well to get as many kids the opportunity to get vaccinated as possible.
On the call, President Biden said you made a good point about people needing to see a model of what a vaccinated person can do. How would you describe your approach to managing COVID-19 restrictions specifically in your state?
Sure. And unfortunately, what we're seeing, and this is what I challenged the president on, and we're seeing it from the White House in particular, but many who are fully vaccinated and not even following the CDC recommendations, which we believe are still too restrictive, but they're still wearing masks outside when they're not around other people. They're still wearing masks when they're around fully vaccinated people. And that provides a disincentive for people to get vaccinated. We should be modeling as I keep saying, and as I said yesterday, if you're fully vaccinated, we should start acting like it. And what we know with this vaccine, with these vaccines, are that they are incredibly effective. And so showing people that you can get back to normal when you're fully vaccinated is a great incentive to get people vaccinated. And I was excited to hear that the president agreed with me and that we would be seeing more of that.
One of the big challenges you're still facing, even with some of the ways that you are handling distribution, with having mobile options for folks, there's still vaccine hesitancy in your state. There has been a decline in vaccine demand there, as in other states. Governor, have you had any tough personal conversations with friends or family members or even community members about the vaccine? And how did you handle those?
Sure. Well, we just give people the best information we can. I have not a family member of mine, but a family member of a close friend who didn't believe in it, didn't believe in the vaccine, refused to get it, and unfortunately is in the hospital in very serious condition right now. And it's heartbreaking to know that was completely preventable. And so those are the tough conversations that we continue to have. Unfortunately, it's some who are the most vocal about getting back to normal who are also the most vocal in opposition to the vaccine. And so we're presenting, again, just good information. That's all we can do is give people the very best data. And we're seeing that is making a difference. With those who are open to it but still unsure, one conversation with their doctor can change everything.
Yeah. Before I let you go, I want to talk about the current state of the Republican Party. There's the vote that passed today to oust Congresswoman Liz Cheney of Wyoming from her House leadership position after she criticized former President Trump's lies about the election. Are you disappointed by today's vote? I know that you have said that the Republican Party has to allow for differences when asked about the push to oust Representative Liz Cheney.
Yeah, I'm saddened by what happened today. It saddens me when I see this type of divide happening in my party, the party I've been a member of my entire life. And I certainly hope that we can heal some of those divides and bring people back together.
That's Utah Governor Spencer Cox. Governor, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you. It's great to be with you.